This is The Takeaway from WGBH Boston. I'm John Hockenberry. Late in this hour, democracy, celebrity, and money wreaking havoc with the political parties in 2015. But today there is some real democracy in action to talk about on this election day across the country. Ballot measures and local legislative contests out there this year. It's getting money out of politics in Maine, protecting endangered species in Washington, and two measures in Ohio on redistricting and marijuana. The home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland, could perhaps soon be selling pot in the gift shop, you know, Grateful Dead autographed marijuana bags or something like that. Oh, come on, my imagination is getting ahead of myself. But joining us is Wendy Underhill, program manager for the National Conference of State Legislatures. Wendy, welcome.
Well, hello, John. Glad to be here with you.
And let's talk about Ohio to begin with. What are these ballot measures and any sense of their likelihood to pass? Are they part of a trend?
Well, you've certainly mentioned the most interesting one from a national perspective, and that's marijuana in Ohio. It's issue three. What we've seen about this is that it would be both recreational and medical marijuana all wrapped up together. But there's kind of a special wrinkle there that we haven't seen in other states, and that is that it identifies 10 sites where it can be grown and processed. So it turns out that in Ohio, there are some people who might want to legalize marijuana but aren't excited about that monopoly aspect to it. So then that means that the legislature put yet another ballot measure on issue two, which would mean that the initiative process in the future can't be used for personal economic benefit. So it's about marijuana, but it's also about the way this whole process can work.
Environmentalists advocating in Washington state?
Yes. Well, that would be the issue about endangered species and trafficking in their body parts or anything that comes from them. And the one thing I found interesting in this one is that there's a list of endangered species, and it includes elephants and rhinoceroses and big cats and even something called a pangolin. I had to look that up. It's a scaly anteater. So the idea here is that you wouldn't be able to traffic in any of those body parts, and that may sound great from an environmental perspective, but on the other side, people are saying that it'll have a chilling effect on the antiques trade, because ivory is one of those products that comes from elephants and other places, and could that be traded? So it's hard to vote against elephants and cheetahs, but if you read the fine print, it is kind of an interesting measure. Washington also is sometimes...
Yeah. Go ahead, Winnie.
Washington's often a place where new ideas show up on the ballot. So if this one does pass, it's possible we might see that on other ballots in other states as well.
Good point. And marijuana sort of came from Washington State in the Pacific Northwest, the legalization process there.
That's right.
Money out of politics in Maine. Can they enact a law by ballot measure that would fight the sort of Citizens United mentality of the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, I'm going to take a little bit different perspective on that, in part because Maine already has a clean elections fund. So they've already got a public financing mechanism in place there. Only three states do. Maine is one of them. What this measure would do would be to increase the funding in it from $4 million to $6 million for every two-year election cycle. So from a Maine's perspective, that might not seem like a huge change. From a national perspective, looking at whether the vote goes up or down will give some kind of an indication of what are people's interests in regard to campaign finance.
Back to Ohio, redistricting. Is this an issue that has legs nationally before we go?
Yes, it certainly does. Over the last several decades, every 10 years, one or two states do move to some kind of a commission. And this decade already, we've seen New York go that way, and now Ohio has it on their ballot for the legislative races. And maybe in 2016, Ohio will have it on their ballot for congressional districting as well.
Wendy Underhill, program manager for the National Conference of State Legislatures. Thanks so much. Have a good election day.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure to be with you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.